News Talk ZB is 26 to 7. Brooke Bowen is with Milford Asset Management. It's easy to transfer your KiwiSaver to Milford's award-winning KiwiSaver plan. Milford offers three KiwiSaver funds, the Active Growth Fund, which invests mainly in New Zealand and Australian shares, the Balance Funds, which invests in a mix of shares and bonds, and the Conservative Fund, which invests mainly in bonds. Each aims to deliver superior returns while protecting your capital. For more information on transferring your KiwiSaver to Milford or for an investment statement, you can visit them online, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, the number 0800 662 345. Brooke is with me now. Good evening.
Good evening, Susan.
So the technology sector, the New Zealand tech sector, has been hit pretty hard over the past week or so, hasn't it? Why is that?
Yeah, it has been hit hard with declines of between 30 to 60%, and there's a couple of reasons for this. Firstly, it's likely that there's actually been some over-exuberance around the technology companies, and specifically their valuations, which have seen price rises far more rapidly than perhaps the underlying company's progress has actually warranted. And this has happened in the US as well as in the New Zealand technology sector. And in this situation, you see a lot of fast money investing in the companies.
So what's the impact of this fast money entering the market?
Well, with the valuations at really high levels, a knock to investor confidence can result in a sharp pullback, which is then exacerbated by the fast money actually trying to get out, either to lock in gains that they've made or to stem losses. Now, we've had a few knocks recently with events in China, Russia and the US, which are likely to have sparked the recent declines.
And how do valuations move to these extremes?
Well, there is significant changes in when there's significant changes in technology, investors are not certain exactly how the new business models will actually develop or how they will play out, and they can become over bullish on the growth expectations. We've also had numerous examples of companies moving from large loss-making positions into making substantial profits.
Can you give me some examples of these companies, Brooke?
Well, companies such as Google, Trade Me and Diligent have all become very profitable companies after initially being loss-making. And so investors are out there actually trying to look for the next Google or Trade Me and, you know, getting a bit bullish around the potential growth of those things.
So what are the broader implications of this sell-off?
Well, the sharp fall in share prices is actually a really good reminder of the risks involved in investing in these types of companies. GeoOp, for instance, closed at $1.29 today after trading as high as $4.40 in November last year. It's going to make raising capital for this type of business more difficult. But we've also got to remember, Susan, just where we've come from. We're still at levels substantially higher than we were 6 months ago. And it also means that companies such as Xero and Wynyard that have actually raised substantial amounts of capital recently are relatively immune to this recent sell-off. They can continue to develop and deliver on their growth plans without being too concerned about where their share prices sit.
So just tell us more about why cash on that balance sheet is so important for these companies.
Well, these companies are out there trying to take on global players, and they need the balance sheet strength to actually establish themselves and to make losses for numerous years. Now, all of the rewards when you get these new types of companies can accrue to just one or two companies in the market segment across the globe. So they've got to be really well funded to grab that market share.
So how should punters, people, deal with the risk in the markets?
Well, it's important here to realise that these type of investments should really be part of a diversified portfolio. But we have to be realistic too. Wynyard, for instance, has had a sharp fall, but it's still trading at $2.24, which is 95% ahead of last year's $1.15 listing price. Now, whereas Mighty River Power, which is supposedly a low-risk, profitable business, listed last year at $2.50 and closed today at just $2.14. So, you know, there really is a risk and reward in all segments of the market that needs to be really well balanced.
Thank you for that, Brooke Bowen from Milford Asset Management. Patrick Smalley from the Business Desk next, 22 to 7.